You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello and welcome, guys, to another episode of JRE Review. This one is great. 13-13. Duncan Trussell had to be on this one. 13-13 is literally the opposite of lucky numbers. It is the super unlucky number. And since Duncan Trussell also did the episode 666, because he loves numbers and their mystical powers, that he came on this. And him and Joe get into it. Joe's wearing his NASA suit, the yellow one. No, his orange one. And Duncan's wearing some sort of swamp monster suit, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really get a good look at it. But very funny conversation. And as always, Duncan was on form. I wouldn't say rare form because he's always on form. But he had some great rants. So let's get into it. Talk a little bit about religious people, and obviously they're talking about superstition and the 13-13 and some restaurants and hotels and things don't have the 13th floor, which is so silly, really, that we would even allow that kind of superstition in. I don't know why we're even bothering with that type of thinking, but anyway, they do it. Many hotels and casinos and all the rest of it don't have the 13th floor. And so it kind of brings it back to like other superstitions, you know, not to be too disrespectful, but like you can kind of throw some religions in there in a sense. I mean, things line up. And I like what Joe said about religion in the sense of like, look, you can believe whatever you want as long as you're not hurting people. And I agree with that too. You can believe and be however you want. Again, don't hurt people, and that's important. But it brings up the point of like action and human action and their behavior, and what kind of things would even make you superstitious or more susceptible to superstition. And they talk a little bit about gut biome, and it's something that I've been thinking of recently because I had a pretty bad bacterial infection, of which I had to have multiple courses of antibiotics, which just wipe you out. They're awful. If you can not get them or not take those, do everything you can not to. I really tried to hold out, but I had no idea how much they were going to wipe me out. They are the worst. I absolutely can't stand. I know they're saving lives and doing important things, but God, they make you feel like shit. And something I just never really thought about is that, of course, they're wiping out your gut biome. And that's something that, you know, science is showing kind of not controls us, but it sends a lot of signals to our brain. It's almost like a second brain kind of giving you some direction and control. And maybe after antibiotics and when you don't have any of that, it's almost like you've lost some brain power. You definitely lose some physical strength. Your endurance is a mess. It's really nasty. And if you get good gut biome, you can fix a lot of things. Joe talked about how Brian Callen's psoriasis was fixed by going to see a guy that specialized in gut biome, and you know, they added certain things, certain ones. I guess they know which ones to add, and it cleared up his psoriasis. So, if you're out there struggling with any sort of autoimmune disease, consider checking out some good probiotics. You know, they're pretty cheap. They're not too expensive. And on top of that, eat well, right? Joe and Duncan get into the whole eating debate on this. You know, whether it is be a vegetarian or eat organic foods, just try and eat ethically. It's not easy to do, you know, if you think about it. I mean, basically any restaurant food you can imagine, for the most part, unless you go to very expensive restaurants that specify that it's all organically grown, is going to be factory farmed meat for sure. And even if you're just shopping at, say, a Whole Foods or other places that it's just or organically produced, free range type foods, I mean, your food bill definitely goes up a great deal. I mean, it's a hell of a commitment to do that. But I would love to, you know, I would love to just be able to sustain it like Joe does, just with hunting. I mean, I've been hunting since back in 99. So what is that? 20 years of hunting. So I started a long way before Joe. I haven't been able to do almost a quarter of the amazing hunts that he's done, obviously, but I've done my fair few and my fair share. And yeah, it is a dream of mine to be able to continually get enough meat so that you always can eat from your own kind of stock of meat, and anything else that you eat, you know, if you just supplement it with a bit of cow steak and so on, you can do it more ethically. That would be a nice thing. I mean, that's always kind of in Duncan's realm of talking, is this like loving, ethical. He gets on these like rants about how we're all one and we're all together, and it's so fun to listen to, but it kind of does get back to those things. They get into UFO sightings, of course, as you would imagine. They got to cover some conspiracy stuff. I'm not going to address that too much because obviously Bob Lazar is the next podcast, and that's really everything that you ever want to know about that. I'm so excited to check that one out and listen to it. They're obviously very high on this podcast. They're stoned as hell. Joe even announces it. I find that's hilarious. It's almost like you want to join in. It's like, oh, yep, their podcast came out. Time to get stoned, and let's have a listen. Let's see what's going on. It's really a great way to be. And is listening to podcasting kind of a meditation? I don't know. But, you know, sometimes you'll go for a walk and you'll put on a podcast and it's just kind of like a nice bit of rhythm to listen to. It's hard to say. It's hard to say if it is. But Duncan talks about how one of the hardest things that we do as people is sit still for 10 minutes, kind of in a meditative process. Like, do you meditate? Is that something that you do? Can you do it well? I don't consistently do it. And it's very weird because anytime I think of doing it, I think, oh, I've got shit to do. I can't just sit still. But then you're like, wait a minute, how much time do I waste? How much time in my day do I waste even thinking about the idea of meditating? Just get and do it. I don't think if I take 10 solid minutes out of my day, I'm going to lose all that much time. I don't think so. One really fascinating part, and let me know what you think, is what Duncan brought up about how they've done that deep fake with Rogan, where he talks about sponsoring the ice hockey team made of, you know, apes. And then Duncan was like, well, what about when in the future they're able to make kind of like a bit of an AI where it's like a much smarter version of Rogan that's way funnier, and he's able to pop out conversations and podcasts all day long to the point where it's like, look, I love listening to Joe, but this other version of Joe is way better. Now, I think we're a long, long way away from that, but it's not impossible to believe that that would happen one day. And that'd be crazy. That would be a crazy thing. And then, of course, with that conversation came the conversation of death, which you know they were going to get onto. And then Joe often says it, he goes, hey, maybe we repeat life, right? Maybe we repeat the exact same life and you're able to change it each time, but it's the same life. So you've got to learn, you know? And that's a weird question, because if that is something that happens, what do we get to take with us from the previous existence? Are we out able to learn a little bit? Like, we obviously don't take language. We obviously don't take a lot of things. And you know, that also begs the question, how does it work with, like, genetics and what we inherit from our parents and what information comes from them? Like, do we always get the same information from them then? Or do we actually live the exact same life? It's a weird paradox. The cool way to think about it, or the nice way, I guess, is that you get to improve a little bit each time. I guess you could also get worse, you know, each time, but it would be nice to think that you can kind of improve and improve. But saying that, if that was the case, you would think over time the human race would get better, right? I mean, in the sense of getting nicer to each other. And I don't know. I don't know if we're getting nicer to each other. We're definitely getting more technology, more cool shit. But generally, are we nicer? It's hard to say. But, you know, they just get into, with that, it's like, and life, it's like, learn something about yourself by learning something hard, right? And that focus is paramount. I don't know if you can exist and not really specialize in something, or at least really try to. I don't know how well or how good people feel about themselves if they're just kind of existing. You know, they just do their job, they go home, they go to the bar on the weekend, they watch the game, that's it. They never really specialize at anything, but, you know, maybe they raise a family or whatever. I wonder how that works. I wonder how that makes you feel. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. A last point I want to bring up is something that Duncan said towards the end, and he talked about the noble warrior, right? This, like, idea of this person that puts himself in harm's way but takes no credit for it. It's like the most selfless act. And I love that because they parody it with the with like bullying and unprovoked aggression, like people that just will be aggressive for no reason and they're like in a bullying way, but that's the most selfish, the ultimately the most selfish way to be. And I like those two ideas because they're easy things to apply towards your actions. Like if ever you find yourself getting angry or wanting to go at somebody, if you look at either are you being the noble warrior or the ultimate bully, you'll know what kind of decision you're making. And it was just like a simple one for me to like think about because I found myself getting annoyed at something later on in the day. And I immediately thought about that portion of the podcast, which I liked a lot. I really enjoyed that. But anyway, guys, as always, thanks for downloading. And ladies, if anyone, ladies are downloading, thank you so much. Keep messages coming. Follow me on Instagram. The link is in the bio. Message me there if you want, or you can email me. And appreciate you guys. Talk soon.